On a Thursday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It seems like Netflix is everywhere. You can get the service on your computer, game console, smartphone, or your internet-connected TV. Netflix now has some 25 million subscribers, more than big cable companies like Comcast and Time Warner. NPR's Laura Seidel reports that some estimate Netflix streaming could account for nearly a third of internet traffic. That doesn't mean that all of its customers are satisfied.
Marlene Siritsky and Tom Corwin decided over a year ago to stop getting Netflix DVDs by mail.
But I'm sure there's a DVD under a couch cushion somewhere never been returned. Sorry, Netflix.
For $8 a month, no more lost DVDs. They just stream TV shows and movies over the internet to their MacBook Pro. Their son Jake, who is 7 1/4, and don't forget it, loves to watch Avatar, The Last Airbender. It's an animated program from Nickelodeon in the style of Japanese anime about a boy with special powers.
I'm Aang.
You just sneezed and flew 10 feet in the air.
Really? It felt higher than that.
You go to watch Avatar, there's 52 episodes in order ready to watch. That's an advantage. You can really keep the continuity of the storytelling.
And the adults discovered new shows on Netflix, too.
Downton Abbey is this fantastic English series.
I'll check it up there now.
Don't be stupid. One of them will be up for hours, and what difference will it make? Jimmy will do it when he comes in.
There are only 6 episodes now. I can't wait for the second season.
And you get it on Netflix.
You can get it on Netflix. I think I watched them all in 2 days. Don't tell anybody that.
But streaming Netflix has its disappointments. Back in the days, when they were losing DVDs under the couch, they knew they could always count on Netflix for a copy of anything. Really, anything. The most obscure to the most popular. And they'd get it by mail in a day or so. Now, there are big gaps.
Hey, final number one.
You couldn't find Harry Potter.
Not to number stream. One. Not to stream.
Bummer, bummer, dee dee, bummer.
Bummer indeed. And there are a lot of other bummers. Academy Award-nominated documentaries.
Inside Job.
Especially Inside Job. And I think we went and looked for it 3 or 4 times, and I just gave up. I'd still love to see it on Netflix.
Yeah, there are a number of those. It's sort of like, oh, we'd love to see that. And it is frustrating that it's not available.
And there's no guarantee they will see Inside Job on Netflix anytime soon because of the way Netflix makes deals.
They have to negotiate the rights to each piece of content separately.
Michael Pachter is an analyst with Wedbush Securities who follows Netflix. DVD rentals were easy. All Netflix had to do was buy a copy of a DVD and rent it out. But streaming Inside Job, that's more complicated. Netflix has a deal with Starz, a premium cable channel that has a deal with Sony, which owns the rights to Inside Job. And for a little while, Inside Job and other Sony pictures like The Social Network were on Netflix. Then they just disappeared. Pachter says no one is certain why this is, but they can make a good guess.
That Sony had some type of a cap on what they would give to Starz. And I think that when Netflix hit 20 million viewers, I think Sony's contractual ceiling kicked in.
Pachter says Netflix has deals with Nickelodeon that make it possible for Jake to see Avatar: The Last Airbender, but he can't see everything on Nickelodeon.
They may go to Nickelodeon and say, we want a package of television content, and they'll pick some series and not pick others. And they might have certain seasons of some of the series and not have seasons of the others.
The bottom line is money. Studios have been willing to deal with Netflix because it's so popular. But as Netflix is getting a lot of competition for streaming video like Hulu, Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, the studios realize that they can charge more.
All the content owners are going to figure out that they can get more money out of Netflix if they just hold their breath and negotiate a little tougher.
Recently, Netflix ticked off a lot of its customers when it raised its rates 60% if you wanted both streaming and mail order. Some customers canceled their subscriptions. And there are likely to be some programs Netflix will never get. HBO wants to keep people paying for its cable channel.
I think they see Netflix as a huge threat. And what they fear the most is that people who have Netflix will say, we have enough and it's good enough, and they'll cut off HBO.
Tom Corwin and Marlene Siritsky haven't cut off cable and HBO because they do want certain shows that they can't get on Netflix. But there is a point at which this family doesn't want to go any further. They could have found Inside Job on Amazon or iTunes.
Yeah, we don't search other services.
So you don't go to Apple?
No.
Why not? Why don't we?
And we're lazy.
But if Netflix is going to remain popular, it has to give its customers enough variety at just the right price. And going forward, that's definitely going to get a lot harder to do. Laura Seidel, NPR News.